24/7 CFW is on. I'm Tony Lorino. Remember, we're on even away from the radio. It's cool now with the new Civic Media app, free to download at the Google Play or App Store. Check it out. Bring us with wherever you need us on the go at 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Things are going great, and they're only getting better.
so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
Get ready to go for the green or gold.
With 105.7 CFW. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app, then listen for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Go for the green or gold
with 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
'90s and more. 105.7
Show me where to look.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Walking around naked in your living room.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
University of Wisconsin Stout students and faculty unveiled a pair of cow sculptures commissioned by Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery on Monday. The students were given leftover building materials from a construction project to create the cows, building them out of stainless steel. The finished cows will now be featured outside the creamery's Menominee plant, with a link available to see behind-the-scenes footage of the cows being designed and built. One of the statues is a full-sized cow, while the other is a calf. A public health alert has been issued by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for bratwursts made in Durand. According to a press release from the DATCP, the wild rice and cheddar cheese bratwursts and the wild rice and cranberry bratwursts from Maloney's Bologna contained wheat, a food allergen not listed on the product's labels. The affected bratwursts were sold at the company's retail store on or before September 17th. Officials say there have not yet been any reports of illnesses.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, but some patchy fog forming. Light winds, upper 40s by sunrise. After the morning patchy fog, look for tons of sunshine. Light northwest winds 5 to 10, with our highs topping out in the mid and upper 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
CFW. news and more. CFW.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.